We are on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis. Let us go quickly over the Gemara. We have to learn the Tosfos on the Gemara. The Gemara had said that, according to Rav Yehuda, we only darshan smuchim if it is in mufne or muchach. And the Gemara asked by the smuchim of tzitzis, that we learn out that the mitzvah's esser of tzitzis is matter, the iser of shatnes, why is it mufne? So the maskonas of Gemara was, according to Rabbi Shmuel holds that stam begodim are tzemer upishtim, and it says, Ubeget klayim shatnes lo yala olecho. So we would darshan from that, that a shatnes, a klayim that is made from beged materials, lo yala olecho. So we would know already that, that shatnes is from tzemer upishtim, because that's beged. Beged is tzemer upishtim. So, why is it necessary to write Tzemer Upishtim? I would know that in the Lav of Levisha, the Shatnes is Tzemer Upishtim, so the Tzemer Upishtim is Meyuter. Then the Gemara is Messiah. I have either a Gzeres Shove. You learn out Shatnes from Halor, just like Halor, it's Tzemer Upishtim. So who are din by Levishitz Tzemer Upishtim. So the words Tzemer Upishtim are miyutah, so it's mufne, and that is the gilui that we learn out smuchim. So the Gemara had asked, V'tone devei Rabbi Shmuel, taime de kosov rachmone Tzemer Upishtim. Al koponim, how do we know that esedecha lo isase? Because there's an extra tzemer pishtim to be megale that we darshan smuchim. Olav hochi, but if it would not say tzemer pishtim, is kloyim betzitzis havamine the osa rachmone. So then I would think that kloyim betzitzis is osa. So the Gemara asks, it's muchach in the parsha of tzitzis that kloyim betzitzis is muta. V'hochsiv v'osu lahem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyim. It says in the Pasuk they should make tzitzis al kanfei bigdeim. V'tone dvei Rabbi Shmuel kol begodim tzemer upishtim hei. Wherever it says begodim means tzemer upishtim. V'omer rachmone, so it says that you should make an bigdeim, which means either begodim shel tzemer or begodim shel pishton. V'omar rachmona oved lu tcheiles, and the Torah says you should make tcheiles on bigdeim. U'tcheiles amrohu, and tcheiles is wool, and the Torah says you should make tcheiles on a beged shel pishtim also. U'mimai de tcheiles amrohu, how do we know that tcheiles is wool? Is midishesh kisna tcheiles amrohu. Because the Pasuk says that Sheish is linen, and it says that he wore begodim of linen and wool. So if Sheish is linen, so the other begodim, which the Pasuk didn't specify, some stomach that made out of wool. B'desheish kisne tcheles amru. So we have here Pashta Dekra, that Pashta Dekra is telling us that one should put tcheiles on a beged of pishtim. So why do you need smuchim? So the Gemara says, itzterich, sal kedaitach amine kederove. The Rove Romi, Rove est astire of tupsukim. One pasuk says, ksiv hakonov min konov. It says, tzitzis hakonov. So it would seem that the tzitzis should be made out of the materials that the beged is made out of. Uchsiv tzemer upishtim gdilam tasa lecho. There's another pasuk that says that the tzitzis should be made out of tzemer pishtim. Hakeitzat. So we have here a stira. From a konav means whatever material the beged is made out of, that the tzitzis should be made out of. You have a cotton beged, so she have tzitzis of cotton. And here it says tzemer pishtim, that the tzitzis should be made out of tzemer pishtim. That was Rav's kasha. So he hates that. Tzemer upishtim poitrin bein beminon, bein shaloi beminon. That tzemer upishtim have a uniqueness that you don't need min konof by them. They'll part the cotton, they'll part the silk. In shaminim beminon poitrim shaloi beminon einam poitrim. But by silk tzitzis and cotton tzitzis, they'll only pater, cotton tzitzis will only pater a cotton baguette, and silk tzitzis will pater a silk baguette. That was the shtick teure of Rav. So it is very unclear, so the Gemara says that I would think that Rabbi Shmuel would hold like Rav, so Tomorrow's Votona Dever Rabbi Shmuel less like the Rove. Rove is the exact opposite of Tona Dever Rabbi Shmuel. Tona Dever Rabbi Shmuel says the only begodim that are chayiv betzitzis at Samer Opishtim. And Rove is a droshe fakert that there are other begodim which are also chayiv betzitzis, cotton, silk. All begodim are chayiv betzitzis, but there's a din that if he wants to make tzitzis which are not tzemer pishtim has to be minam. So what are you saying? I would think like Rove. So the Gemara says it's the rechsalke daitach amine ki diyuke de Rove. No, Rove said a shtik teire. That's for sure. The shtik teire of Rove is the Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with. But Rove said a diuk. Rove said a meirdik a diuk. A konof min konof. It says in the posik that the tzitzis should be the same material of the beged. So memele, according to this diuk, your whole kasha doesn't begin. What was your kasha? Your kasha was, it says in the posik, that the begodim are tzemer upishtim, and it says in the pasuk you put tcheles. So you see, you put tcheles on a beged shel pishtim. So the Gemara says, no, you don't see that from the pasuk. V'hochi kama rachmone, ovid li tzemer le tzemer upishtim le pishtim. Fakert, the pasuk says that min konof. Rove was megale a konav min konav, so the pasuk explicitly says that the tzitzis have to be the same material of the beged. So when you have a beged shel pishtim, so then you put chutim shel pishtim. You have a beged shel tzemer, you put chutim shel tzemer. V'chi avides tzemer le tzemer, and when you put chutim of tzemer for a beged shel tzemer, tzovei, then you color it and you make it tcheles. So memele, that's what the Gemara means. That if Rabbi Shmuel would not have smiches, that esedei chaloisasa by tzitzis, I would think from the parsha alone, there's no gilui whatsoever, that there's a din tchiye, that you say yesedai chaloisasa. I would learn the parsha betmimus, that the begodim that one wears is either tzemer or pishtim, and the chutim he puts on is either tzemer or pishtim, tzemer le tzemer, pishtim le pishtim. And this I would derive from hakonof min konof. Avol tzemer le pishtim or pishtim le tzemer loy. I would never think one is permitted to put chutei tzemer on a beged shel pishtim or chutei pishtim on a beged shel tzemer. Kosav rachmone tzemer or pishtim. Now we have an extra tzemer or pishtim, and that is megalo vidarshin smuchim. So now we'll know da filu tzema le pishtim or pishtim le tzema. Now we know that is a din eser doicha lo isase, and one is permitted to put chutei tzema in a beged shel pishtim, and chutei pishtim in a beged shel tzema. Now let us see Taisvis. The Gemara had asked Akashim that you don't need smuchim to tell us eser doicha lo isase, mi pashtei dekro. I could figure out that you're allowed to make shatnes by tzitzis, because begodim means tzemer upishtim, and it says you make tcheiles, which is wool, on a beged of pishtim. V'im taima, so Tais, v'tonet ve Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisus asks, v'im taima, beloy tonet ve Rabbi Shmuel, nami yuchel edagdeik. Why are you only asking according to Tana Dvere Bishmoel, without Tana Dvere Bishmoel? You could also be medagdik that you're permitted to make shatnes in when putting on tzitzis. Why? Not according to Tana Dvere Bishmoel, the begodim mashme kol begodim. So what does begodim mean? Not only a beged of tzema, not only a beged of pishtin, that includes a beged of silk, a beged of cotton, etc., etc. Of a kol begodim. So the chelkim Anton de Vere Bishmoel hold that the posik is speaking, it's also speaking about tzema or pishtin plus other materials. The lekulo omar rachmone, and on all the materials, starting for tzemer and pishtim and cotton and silk, etc., and all the materials, omar rachmone ovid lo tcheiles. You should make tcheiles. Alme bebigdei pishtim namishori tcheiles. So the same raya you have according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have according to the Chachamim also. The chiteim dahava mina de lav akulu omar rachmona de levet chaylus. They say no. According to the chachamim, zicha this many materials that you put tzitzis on, but you don't put chaylus on a beged of pishtim. That you don't do because it's a shatnes. So if you'll say that according to the Chachomim, hashtem nami neime, so let's say the same thing according to Rabbi Shmuel, that tzemer, davke omar rachmone, de le'evet cheiles, v'lo yapishtim. Whatever you say according to the Chachomim, say according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel just made that it was speaking about two types of materials. But we have to be consistent. Does that you put cheiles on all materials? Or on some, if you put it on some, so maybe you only put it on some. V'yeshloime devadei ilav tonet v'erim yishmoel. If without tonet v'erim yishmoel, that's right. Have a mina adishal minei omar rachmon d'liyevet cheiles v'loyeh pishtim. So I would think you only put cheiles on cotton, silk, and wool. And not on pishtim. 100%. Aval etone dever Rabbi Shmuel de bechol begodim tzemer de chol begodim tzemer opishtim. Begodim means only tzemer opishtim. Mashme da tavayukoi. It seems that you put chelus on both of them. Da filu neime baalme de beged have oi tzemer oi pishtim. Beged means either wool or linen. Abahoche bigdei hem ksiv. It says you should put on bigdeihem, and bigdeihem means hoche bigdeihem cause of the mashmetrei, that on the two begodim, which are called begodim, you should put tcheiles. So here we see klo that you put tcheiles on a beged of pishtim. For omar rachmone ovid luhu tcheiles, and the Torah said that you should make tcheiles on all the on bigdeihem. So we see klor eser doicha loisas v'im taima v'heichi mashme mahoche deshori klayim betzitzis. Where do you see that klayim betzitzis is mutter? Neime the ovid lo tcheiles beloy shoya tovoy v'nois. We explained last week, we learned out from the word shatnes, that in order that it should be shatnes the eraisa, the chute pishton and the chute tzemer have to be shoya tovui v'nois. That means as follows. that shoyad has to be carded, combed. The wool has to be combed. Tavoy, it has to be spun into threads. And v'noiz, there was a process of braiding threads. That means that when they spun the threads, in the process of spinning, you can spin clockwise or counterclockwise in order to make threads. And there's different textures in the threads, if it's clockwise or counterclockwise. But al kaponim, that's how they made the threads. Now, if you spun a thread, let's say clockwise, so eventually the thread will unravel and you lose the thread. So in order to ensure that the thread remained intact, so there were two things that could be done. Either they wove with this thread right away. So since it was woven into a beged, so it was, one thread was close next to the other, so it was impossible to unravel. There was another oifen, how to ensure that the threads will not unravel. They took, for example, two threads which were spun clockwise, and they went and braided them together counterclockwise. And this bolted the threads together that it did not unravel. That's called noiz. Noiz is the process of braiding two threads together to ensure that they won't open up. Al koponim, in order to be chayiv and shatnes, we need these three tenoim. It has to be combed, spun, and braided. If not, so it's not shatnes. So Taisvis asks Amir de Kekashe. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Shmuel, by learning Chumash, we could figure out, without any droshes, we could figure out that you're permitted to wear shatnez, because the Pasuk says you put a chut of tcheiles, which is wool, into a beged of linen. So it's klal that you make shatnez. So Taisa says, who says you make shatnez? You take a chut of tcheiles. And the tcheiles does not necessarily have to be shoya tovi v'noiz. You'll put it in the beged. The beged also doesn't have to be shoya tovi v'noiz. So you put it together, you tie it together, and it's not shatnez. So what's the Gemara's kasha? You can learn chum, if you learn chumish, you cannot figure out that you're permitted to make shatnez, since there's a t'nai of shatnez. In order for it to be shatnez, there's conditions that the threads have to be shoy tovi v'noiz. So who says that the pasuk is speaking about that it's shoy tovi v'noiz? So Taisvis answers, name of the tchelis below shoy tovi v'noiz. The yeshloima, so Taisvis answers, the chutei tzitzis be'inin she'eshoi tovi v'noiz. I'll tell you, in hilchis tzitzis, in order for the chutim to be kosher, for tzitzis they have to be shoi tovi v'noiz. How do we know this? The dorish b'sefri, psil tacheles, tovi v'shozer, v'hu adin shoi, the be'inin. That we learn now from the word psil. So from the word psil, we know that the tacheles has to be shoi tovi v'noiz. V'yalef hosam, lovin mitcheiles. Lovin also has to be shoya tovi v'noiz. Period. But it's still not shatnez. But in order for it to be shatnez, both materials have to be shoya tovi v'noiz. So Taisa says, ustam begodim shalahem hayanami shoya tovi. Stam begodim, the woven begodim of theirs was combed and spun. Now, but we don't have noiz. Because we mentioned before, when you weave a beged, it is not necessary to braid the chutim together. The gam noizim, so Taisa says no, that the begodim, by the border, they were braided. Perish Shizurim, Kemoisha Perish made a Tamla Kaman, we'll see, Nois Shizuri, they were braided, Hainu Shizurim Besoifa Talus, that their begodim, that's how their begodim were normally made. They were normally made with Shoya and Tovui, and the borders of the Begid were braided. How do I know? Mokem Anochas Hatzitzis. How do I know this? Kidom Rinon Bereisha Moitzi Tvilim. Taisis brings a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says as follows: a person found chutim shizurim, braided chutim, and they were colored tchelis. So the Gemara says, if you find chutim shizurim and the colored tchelis, that's a raya. It was made l'shem tzitzis. You can, no problem. You can use it for your tzitzis. Who would make, so, like this the Gemara said, if it wouldn't be shazur, no, so it could be, he sometimes colored the wool, trailers. What's the raya that it was made for tzitzis? But if it's shazurim, if it's braided, mistome, it was, he made it for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, how do you know, vidulma adaita de sivsa de glima ifino? Maybe it was braided for a border. That's why he braided it. Trailers, it's colored trailers. He wants to have it to be colored trailers. But what's the raya from chutim shizurim? You bring it out, since he braided it. If it's only for a beged, he wouldn't braid it. It's a raya, he wants it. Someone says no, he wants this should be the border of the beged. So we see claw that the borders of the begodim used to be braided. So memela, so Taisva says, so the Gemara is asking a poshet kasha. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if the Torah says you should put tcheles into a beged of pishtam, and normally the tzitzis were shoya tovei v'nois, the border was shoya tovei v'nois, so memela, so automatically it'll be shatnes. So why do you need smuchim? That's shat in the Gemara's kasha. Aval kasha, but I says I have a different kasha. Dakati name the Omar Rachmonim Levid Lutchelis Beloik Shire. Who says that the tzitzis have to be tied to the beged? The loyhavi kloyim. If that'll be, he'll stick in the tzitzis without making a knot, so it's not shatness. The toikiv tchifa achas, if a person sticks a woolen thread in a beged of pishton, ein chibur, it's not called a chibur. Ubeminoches digdek de keshe elyoin de yoyreise midishori rachmone kloyim betzitzis. The Gemara says that the pasuk says you're allowed to make shatnis. That's the smuchim. You're allowed to make shatnis when you put in the tzitzis. So the Gemara says, why do you have to make shatnes? Stick in the chutim without tying it. So if the posik says you're permitted to make shatnes because of the mitzvah of tzitzis, so it would seem that the mitzvah of tzitzis is mechayiv achibul to the beged. Shema mino kesha elyon derais. I mean, a tayri you have to knot it to the beged. Because if you wouldn't have to knot it to the beged, so why did the tayri say that the mitzvah tzitzis is doiche the loisas of shatness? You could have tzitzis without shatness. Stick in the chutim and don't tie them. So since the Torah says you're allowed to make shatnas with tzitzis, so we see the mitzvah of tzitzis is mechayev, the mitzvah of tzitzis is mechayev akesha. So Tosfos says that is good if we have a posik that says eser doicha loitzase by tzitzis, so we can figure out the kesha elyon deraisa. But here the Gemara is asking a kasha. You don't need a posik whatsoever. We're going to learn chumish, and by learning chumish, we're going to figure out that you're allowed to make shatnes. So the Taisa says, if you're going to learn chumish, you won't figure this out. You're going to learn chumish, you're going to say like this, you take the chut of tcheles and you put it into the beged of pishton. And how are you allowed to do such a thing? There's no problem, because you don't tie it. You just stick it in and finish. So Memele, so Taisa says, so where do you see from the parsha that Eser Doicha Lo Yisase? Vishamati Bishem Ri Konis Dal kolchoch omar rachmoni le'eved lo tcheles binyin da'avikloim. You have to say the mitzvah of tzitzis has to be made that it becomes shatnas. The e davke beloy kloim, if you'll tell me that the mitzvah of tzitzis should be without shatnas, im kein lishtoik krami yachtov, that din, that shatnas is only shatnas when there's a chibur, there's a special posik, it says, tzeme upishtim yachtov. So from yachtov we learn there has to be a chibur. So Taisvah says, why do you need yachtov? If you're telling me that it's shayich to have tzitzis without shatnas, so I see from this that without a chibur it's not shatnas. So why do you need the yachtov? If the Torah said Ovid Lutcheles, Yodi, I will know already. The Toikev Tchich Achas Einei Chibur. So I can figure out by myself that sticking it one time is not a Chibur. So I don't need the Yachtov. If you're telling me that from the Parsha of Tzitzis, I could figure out that it is not Shatnas with sticking it in once, so Mamele, you don't need the Yachtov. Elevade be'inyin davikloyim omarachmon elevet chaylis. So al kolchoch, that is eisgespalt. That the mitzvah of chaylis has to be a chibur that will make kloyim. So it has to, that's the mitzvah of tzitzis. B'loy shemini lohu, so me'hochemidi. That means, if it would only say, now I need the yachtov already. That I know close. That tzitzis is made in an oifen that it becomes shatnas. Now I have a shayla. How does it become shatnas? With a chibur, without a chibur. So now you need the yachtov. Lashmin loch midi, itoikim tchich va'achas chiboy, loy loch itzterech yachtov. So Taisha says further, utcheiles amrohu. The Gemara asked, how could you put tcheiles in a beged of pishtin, tcheiles is wool? So Taisha says, loyoye tzorech lekach, really, this yediyah was not necessary. To bein hu kisna, bein hu amru, whatever tcheilis is, you have a kasha. Yochel ledagdik tekloim betzitzis shori. The Omar Rachmoni, the Torah says, lebigdeyem, for the begodim, david tzemer upishtin, le'evet tcheilis. You should make tcheilis, whatever tcheilis is, wool or linen, you put it in both begodim. Shehu oy kisna oy amro shem bigdei kohune elo tzemer upishtim midach sibu bigdeyem. That means bigdei kohune is only tzemer upishtim. So memele, so tcheiles is either tzemer upishtim. And it says you put it in both begodim of tzemer upishtim. Elo emes oyma, the Gemara says the truth that tcheiles is wool. How do we know tcheiles is wool? Midishesh kisne. Tcheiles amra. The lekala meima the tcheiles nami kisna. Maybe tcheiles is also linen. Ela tzavua hu tcheiles, and it's colored, the color of tcheiles. Vargomen v'teila shoni amra, and the wool components of the big day kohuna are argomen v'teila shoni. The svaru d'chola tzvuim min echot hu midloi chilek ben ela betzev. If the posik only differentiated between Tcheiles and Telashoni and Argomon only with the color, so it seems the material is the same. And one of them is Zicha wool, some all of them are wool. Sal kedaitach amine kederove. So the Gemara says, I would think that we would darshan like rove, akonof min konof. Lav davke. Not that we would darshan exactly with the rove darshans. The Rav Airi Boser Dersiv Tzemer Upishtim. Rav is speaking about after it says Tzemer Upishtim, and it says Akonov Minkonov. Vahasht Airi Loiksiv Tzemer Upishtim. El Kloima Kidiyuke De Rav. I would say like the Diyuk of Rav. Vahochi Komakrom. Vahosu Lehem Tzitzis Al Kanfei Bigdeyem. Dile Bigdeyem. The begodim, shehem tzemer upishtim, Ovid tzitzis. The begodim, which are tzemer of pishnim, should make tzitzis. Avol tcheiles de bosa hochi lekoi abegodim ela hakonef min konof. That the tcheiles is only put not on all begodim, ela konof min konof. That is pshat. V'amakshe de poich v'ton v'rabi Shmuel lesley de rove v'sove de chrove ma'amish koma yoch ala hakshe is v'rove l'bosa d'rsiv tzemer apishtim koma rove's holshtik teire was after tzed tzemer apishtim. We are going without tzemer apishtim. V'ton v'rabi Shmuel lesley de rove, the Gemara is ton v'rabi Shmuel does not hold like rove. The leka lemeima de me hakonef marbe shal begodim kachshkron bepeg ba memadlikin de marbe shal begodim gabi shrotzim me oy beged. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel does hold like Rove, and he has a riboy, and hakonef is a riboy. So the Taisha says hakonef lav ribuyu. Oy is a riboy taken. The Gemara wants to darshan. Oy ha beged with marba other begodim. Beged means semer apishtim. Oy is marba other materials. But hakonof is not a ribuy. Hakonof is just saying that the tzitzis have to be the same material of the beged. It's not a ribuy to be marba different materials. Afilu tzemer lepishtim or pishtim letzemer. Mash mahocha de ton v'rabbi Shmuel leslei de rove. That Tode de Rishmol does not hold like Rove, and he holds that you only chayiv tzemer apishtim. Because the pekva memed likin komar hashas ode bei Rove mehi v'sover daf kola suye shrotzim v'sover shaper ketone de Rabbi Shmol. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Rove said that what Rabbi Shmol the says af kol Lasuyi tzemer pishtim is lasuyi shrotzim. That's going on shrotzim. V'sover shape ketone devei Rabbi Shmuel. V'tzoch loyme de sugye, but by shrotzim taka only tzemer pishtim. V'tzoch loyme de sugye dahoche, krav nachem by yitzuk dahosom, the koyav kol lasuyi tzitzis. That tzitzis is only tzemer pishtim. And kein habe de loy kirov. Now, before we learn the next toisvis, which is a very geschmacke toisvis, let us just elaborate 1 minute. There are two ways how to learn pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara says that we have here a smichis, and the smichis is coming to tell us tzemer upishtim, dafilu tzemer lepishtim upishtim letzemer. That one is permitted. If you have a beged pishtim, you're allowed to put on tzemer. If you have a beged tzemer, you're allowed to put on pishtim. That's what we learn out as a deichelaisas. Now, there's a tremendous problem here. There's a klal from Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said that when do you say ese doiche loisase if it's e efshe lekayim shneim? That means if you're put in the corner, that means I have a mitzvah, and the only way I can do the mitzvah is by being oive and aveire, then you say ese doiche loisase. But if you could avoid the aveire, then there's no din ese doiche loisase. That's a yesod of Resh Lakish. So now we have a tremendous problem over here. The Gemara says over here, you have a beged shel pishtim, you're allowed to put tzemer. Obviously we understand. There's a mitzvah of tcheiles. Tcheiles is tzemer. You have a beged or pishtim, so you're allowed to put tzemer. That's good. I can't avoid it. There's a mitzvah of tcheiles. I can't avoid it. But the Gemara says, Ovid, pishtim letzemer. Now, pishtim letzemer means the other way around. I have a beged of tzemer, so you can make pishtim. So why can I make pishtim? What right do I have to make pishtim? You don't have to make pishtim. Put in lavon shel tzemer. Why should you make pishtim? How does our Gemara shtim with Resh Lakish? This is a problem. This is a problem which Rishonim ask.
So the one way to solve this problem is that our Gemara is speaking about that a person has a beged shel tzemer, and he only has chutei lavan shel pishtim. He doesn't have any other chutim. You can't get, on the market there's no chutim of tzemer around. So he doesn't have. Now what should he do? He has a talis of tzemer. He can't get chutim shel tzemer. He can't get it. Kasha v'maisa. He can't get it. So if he can't get it, so the only way he can be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis is if he puts chutim shel pishtim. So that's called yefshel lekayim shneim. I can't do it. I don't have chutim shel tzemer. That's one way how to learn pshat nar gemara. Taisvis did not learn this pshat nar gemara, and Taisvis says a very interesting pshat nar gemara. Now, we have to learn the Taisus over twice. First, we have to learn the Taisus over the first time to see we don't understand one word in Taisus. And then we'll learn it again to try to understand a few words of Taisus. About Taisus says like this, Dafilu tzema le pishton, u pishton le tzema. Lire. Now, Taisus says, I hold... And there's not an often a Gemara, Taisus learns pshat like this in a Gemara Menaches. But Nira, I hold, this is Shitas HaTaisus, which is not Muskim by all the Rishonim. Nira, I hold, Da afilu shnei chutin lovon shel tzemer. A person is a beged shel pishtim. Now, two chutim, a gavuchet is a machlekes of Rishonim, how many chutim did need of tcheles? Taisus holds you need two chutim of tcheles and two chutim of lovan. That's Shitas HaTaisus. So now Taisus is going to discuss how one makes a beged shel pishtim. How do you make a beged shel pishtim? With what tzitzis do you put into it? Is nire, so Taisus says, now let's think out loud before we'll see what Taisus has to say. So we, l'chayre, would say, that as follows, you have a, we know Resh Lakish, if you can avoid Averis, you can avoid being over Averis, you don't do Averis. So we would say as follows, he has a beged shel pishtin. What chutim should he put in? Put in chutim pishtin. The lovin should be chutim pishtin. I mean, why do you have to make a new sibah of sharpness? Put in chutim shel pishtin. Now you need two chutim of tcheles. No, so put in two chutim of tcheles. That's glad. That is glad. If a person will want to put in two chutim of tzemer in this beged of pishtim, so we'll look at him. Why is this necessary? Why do you have to make a new factor of sharpness over here? To take two chutim of tzemer and make a new sharpness. Bishloim the tcheles are making sharpness with the beged. No, I have to do it. I don't have an eitzah. But the lavan, what right do I have to make, to take two chutim of lavan, tzemer, and put it in the beged shel pishta? So that's what Taisus is going to discuss. So Taisus says as follows, Nire, I think, the afilu, it's a chiddush, shnei chutim lavon shel tzemer, shari bepishtun. You're also allowed to put two chutim of tzemer in a beged of pishtun. Kedi omar b'menoches. Ah, falgav de efshir b'minoi. You could avoid it. Why should you take lovon shel tzemer in a beged of pishton? Take lovon shel pishton in a beged of pishton. Ah, falgav de efshir b'minoi. You could make lovon shel pishton. But the Gemara says asvorim. Migu the tcheles potro, since the tcheles patters the beged shel pishtan, lovanami poiter, so the lovan will also patter the beged shel pishtan. So since you are using tcheles and you're making sharpness with the tcheles, is lovanami poiter. So the lovan will also patter. She could make sharpness with the lovan. She could take chutei lavon shel tzemer and put it in a beged of pishtun. But let us go a little further. The lavon shel pishtim. Now, Taisus talks about you have a beged shel tzemer and you want to put in lavon shel pishtim. Now, this doesn't look too kosher. I mean, why should you do this? And he has lavon shel tzemer. And he has a beged shel tzemer. He has lavon shel tzemer. And he wants to put in lavon shel pishtim. So Tosfos says, the lavon shel pishtim nami poita hatzemer. You can put in lavon shel pishtim and that'll pato the tzemer. Al yidei migu. Also a migu. What's the migu? The migu, the lavon shel tzemer, poiter bepishtim, just like we see lavon shel tzemer poiter bepishtim, lavon shel pishtim nami poiter betzemer. So the lavon shel pishtim u nami pater betzemer. So this thesis is very, very difficult to understand. A tzushtel, a comparison. Bishloim in the first case, you're wearing shatnas already. You have a beged shel pishtim. You put chaylus there. So it's shatnas already. So then there's a pis amigo. We have to understand amigo. But amigo, amigo, chaylus poita, lovanami poita. She can make a new siba of shatnas. You can take, chutei lovon shel tzemer and put it in a beged of pishtim. Fine. It's amigo. But over here, you have a beged shel tzemer. There's no need for sharpness. And I put in lavon shel pishtun. And why am I allowed to do this? Migu. Just like over there, I put in lavon shel tzemer in a beged of pishtun. So here I can put in lavon shel pishtun in a beged shel tzemer. The lavon shel tzemer, the migu. Nami poiter atzemer idei migu, the migu, the lovon shel tzemer poiter bepishtim, is lovon shel pishtim nami poiter betzemer. Fine. So we have to understand this migu. But now Tosfos goes a step further. Vidavke bemokim tcheles. But that what I said, in both cases, that you are permitted to put opposite minim in the lovon, that's tafke if you have tcheles. Avol bimokim she'ein tcheles, if you're not wearing tcheles, you're only wearing lovon. Kivin de'evsher b'minoi, so then we tell this person, listen here, since it's possible for you to put in minoi, so you put in minoi. You have no right to put in, to make shatnes, if you have tcheles. Good. But if you don't have tcheles, so then we tell them efshe b'minoi. Da b'minoches oser sadin b'tzitzis. The Gemara says you're not allowed to wear a beged shel pishtun. You're not allowed to wear a beged shel pishtun with tzitzis. Mishum kala ilam. Because maybe he won't have kosher tcheles. He'll have something that was dyed and looks like tcheles, but it's really not tcheles. So it comes out he's not wearing tcheles. So they said better he should not put tzitzis on, or he shouldn't wear a tzadin b'tzitzis, because he might end up not wearing tcheles. Uporich, so he won't wear tcheles. V'lo yehei ela lovon, so he's wearing lovon. So lovon also say asedoich elo isase. U'mishani mishum de'efshel b'minon k'deresh lokish. So the Gemara says that if you're not wearing tcheles, so you don't say esedeich eloisasa on the lovon, you could go and make it efshe b'mina. So we see that the whole halacha of esedeich eloisasa is if you could avoid it, you should avoid it. But Taisa says, but if you have tcheles, then even though you could avoid it, you're not mechuyev to avoid it. Now, let us try to explain Tosfos. The Chazon Ish and Rav Reuven explain Tosfos. they both say Amoyredike Biel. Let us go on the first halacha that Taisva says. You have a beged shel pishton. You have here two chutim of tcheilis. You're making shatnes, the chutim with the beged. Now, Taisvis would seem, preferably, without migu, you should put in two chutim of pishton, of lovon. That means, if you have a beged shel pishton, so Taisvis says, the most poshet and hugge should be, you should put in two chutei lovon of pishton, and two chutei lovon of tchelis of tzema. That would be the best thing. But if you don't do that, we'll say amigo. Now let's start asking a shayla. What's so kosher to put on two chutim of lovon shel pishton in a beged of pishton? You're going to make now new shatnes, the tchelis with the chutei pishton. If you have chutei, if you have like this, before the shatnes was only the chutei tcheiles with the beged. You have a beged shel pishton, you have tcheiles with the beged. Now you put in chutei lavon shel pishton, now you can make a new shatnes with the chutim alone. There'll be a new factor of shatnes. So why is this so glottic? Why is this permissible? So the Chazanish and Rab Reuven say a beautiful vote. They say that the lovon of the tzitzis are considered part of the beged. In Nachmer, the mitzvah of tcheles could be the mitzvah of tcheles. It is a mitzvah of tcheles on the lovon. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof. Psil techeles. Let's learn Chumash. It would seem from the pasuk that the mitzvah of techeles is you should put techeles benosnu al tzitzis hakonof and the tzitzis put up psil techeles. So it seems the tzitzis are mechuyev b'techeles go. So one of the two, either the tzitzis become part of the beget, or the tzitzis alone are mechayev of techeles. So now. Just like when they have a beged of pishtim, have a linen beged. So I'm allowed to put on a linen beged tchelis. I'm allowed to wear a linen beged, and I'm allowed to put on a linen beged of... Just like the din is, when I have a linen beged, I'm allowed to put tchelis on the linen beged. So the if I have two more chutim of linen, so I'm putting tchelis on these two chutim. These two chutim are part of the linen beged. They also, there's a mitzvah of tcheilis on them. So you put tcheilis on the linen beged, plus the two chutim, which are achelik of the beged, and also mechuyev b'tcheilis. So that wouldn't be a problem at all. The shatnes I'm making over here, the mitzvah of tcheilis says, if you have a beged of pishtin, the lovin is also achelik of the beged, you have a beged of pishtin, you put tcheilis on this beged of pishtin. So that isn't a problem. The problem is, what is if I have lovon shel tzema? Now, lovon shel tzema, who told you to make problems over here? You're making now, there's a new sibe of shatnes. You're making a new sibe of shatnes. You're putting lovon shel tzema in a beged shel pishtim. Why should you do this? You could avoid this. That's Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, whenever you could avoid Esed Doich Elois Aser, avoid it. Here I could avoid it. I'll put in love on Shal Pishtim. So Taisi says there's a svara of Migu. What is Migu? Migu means as follows. That what Resh Lakish said, you should avoid Esed Doich Elois Aser, is if you can avoid it completely. But if you have to live with it, you have Shatnes Saivasai because of the Tcheles. The tchelis with the beged of pishtin lemaise, you're wearing shatnes. So then we'll say Ese Doiche Loisase, and the Chute Lavon of Tzema will also say Ese Doiche Loisase, even though it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. You're not Mechuyiv. As long, since you living with Tchiyah, I'm living with Shatness, so Memele, and Mitzad Tcheles, I'm permitted to wear Shatness, so then this new factor of Shatness I'm creating, I'll say Eser Doiche Loisase, even though it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, because that's Migul. As long as, if you're wearing Shatness already, you don't have to be Sofrum. Then we'll say Eser Doiche Loisase, afilo it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. Now, let's go a step further. If a person has a Beged Shel Tzemel, and he wants to put on this Beged Shel Tzemel, Lavon Shel Pishton. He wants to put Pishton on this Beged Shel Tzemel. So we look at him, why are you doing that? There's no necessity to make sharpness whatsoever. Why are you doing that? But we just said a svore that the Chutei Lavon are considered part of the Beged. Or we said another svore that the Chutei Lavon are Mechuyiv B'Tcheiles. So so Tosfos says as follows. Don't let your blood pressure rise. Just 1 minute. This person puts Chutei Lavon Shel Pishton in a Beged Shel Tzemel. Fine. He's making a Sibbe of Shatness over here. Now, on these Chutei Lavon, is there a mitzvah of Tcheiles? Yes. Because the Chutei Lavon are considered part of the Beged, and the Chutei Lavon are Mechuyiv in Tcheiles. There's a mitzvah of Akat, the way the Pashtun, the Kovenosnu, Al Tzitzis, Akon, Apsil, Tcheiles, the Chutei Lavon. So I have a Chutei Lavon Shel Pishton, which is Mechuyiv in Tcheiles. So let me put Tcheiles. The minute I put Tcheiles together with the Chutei Lavon, I'm wearing Shatnas already. I'm wearing Shatnas, because the Chutei Tcheiles will become Shatnas with the Chutei Lavon. But that I'm allowed to do. Because the Chutei Lavon are Mechuyiv in Tcheiles. So they'll say, Eser Doiche Loisase, and say, Efshel Lekayim Shneim. The Chutei Lavon are like a Beged Shel Pishton. Just like I'm allowed to wear a Beged Shel Pishton and put Tcheiles on that Beged, I'm allowed to have Chutei Lavon Shel Pishton and put Tcheiles on that Beged. Put Tcheiles to make Shatnez the Chutei Lavon with the Chutei Tcheiles. That I'm allowed to do. So I'm wearing Shatnez already because of the Tcheiles. So now I'll say, but you're having, there's a new factor of Shatnez over here. The Chutei Lavon are making Shatnez with the Beged. You have a Beged Shel Tzemeh, and you're putting Chutim Shel Pishton. So I say, Eser Doiche Loisase. It's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and you could avoid it, but there's Migul. But Lemaisa, I'm permitted, there's two Oifanim of Shatnes in this Beged. There's a Shatnes that the Chutei Tcheiles is making with the Chutei Lavon. This Shatnez is Efshel Lekayim Shneim. You have to put Tcheiles on the Chutei Lavon. So this Shatnez is a necessary Shatnez that it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So since I'm wearing Shatnez in the Chutim Mitzad, the mitzvah of Tcheiles, so then I say that the mitzvah of Lavon, which I'm creating now a new factor of Shatnez, I am making that the Chutei Pishton should become Shatnez with the Beged. I'm creating a new factor of Shatnez, and that'll say Eser Doiche Loisase. I will tell him it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. But he says, as long as I'm wearing shat, that's the migul. Migul dat cheiles poiter is a lovanami poiter. That means as long as I have here a shatness which I'm muchach to wear, So Memele, then I can have a new factor of shatness, which I'm not muchach to wear. It's Efshel Lekayim's name. You'll still say Ese Doicha Loisasa. But that is only if I'm wearing tchelis. The minute I'm not wearing tchelis, so there's no hechach to wear shatness anymore. So Taisvis says, so then Taisvis brings down Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, even though you can say Eser Deichel Loisas over here, but we will not say Eser Deichel Loisas because it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So that is the Yesod of Taisvis. The Yesod of Taisvis is, if he is wearing Tcheles, so there is a Shatnez that is coming about Miteiris Hechech, which cannot be avoided, and the minute he is wearing shatnez that cannot be avoided, we say already on a shatnez that could be avoided. Since you're wearing shatnez side by side, the way we're learning pshat in this taisvis, it does not seem like the oinig yontif we had mentioned. The Nigyontav Klerza Shaila, if you're wearing Shatnes Saivasai, if you're allowed to make the Beget Shatnes, Stamazoi, Niyazatzad, you're allowed to make the Beget Shatnes. Lechayra, from here would seem that the way we explain the Taisis, the only heter for making a new factor of Shatnes is only because of the din of Esed Deichalai Sase. But the Lomdus of Migo helps us that even though it is Efshel Kayim Shneyem, we still say Esed Deichalai Sase.